You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 20th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. A lawsuit has been filed against the town of South Whitley and former police officer Brian Schimmel following a controversial traffic stop involving a teenager. The lawsuit alleges that Schimmel used excessive force during the incident, specifically slamming her to the ground. This legal action stems from a review of Schimmel's conduct during the traffic stop. Schimmel is listed on the South Whitley Police Department Brady List, a database tracking law enforcement officers with credibility issues. This list is maintained by Level Playing Field Solutions. Schimmel faced discipline and a 10-day suspension from the Monrovia Police Department in 2023 after an investigation into his handling of an incident at a racetrack. Following the Monrovia incident, Schimmel attended a de-escalation training program. The South Whitley town attorney stated that the town council and town marshal would meet to discuss the situation. However, there has been significant community backlash regarding the town council's handling of the incident. Community members have expressed strong disapproval, questioning the council's judgment and accountability. There is a sentiment that the council failed both the community and Schimmel by placing him in a role he was not suited for. Calls have emerged for the town council to take accountability and consider resignation. This incident highlights ongoing challenges of police accountability and community trust, especially involving young people and allegations of excessive force. The South Whitley incident is not isolated in Indiana. Other instances of controversial police conduct have arisen across the state. In South Bend, the shooting of Dante Kittrell by police in 2022 was ruled a justifiable homicide. This ruling, while legally sound, often leaves communities questioning the circumstances and broader implications for police use of force. In Indianapolis, a video showed an officer shooting an armed black man in the back, leading to calls for investigations into excessive force. The Black Church Coalition called for a civil rights investigation by the U.S. District Attorney and an independent investigation by the U.S. Department of Justice into Harrell's death and other deaths at the hands of Indianapolis police. These cases underscore a recurring pattern of concern regarding police interactions, particularly within Black communities, and the demand for greater transparency and accountability. Understanding legal and law enforcement terms is crucial for the public. De-escalation training refers to techniques designed to reduce the intensity of a conflict, aiming to resolve it without physical force. This training is often mandated for officers after incidents involving excessive force. Justifiable homicide is a legal determination that a killing was permissible under the law, often due to self-defense or imminent danger. While legally defined, public perception of justifiable homicide can vary widely, especially involving police and marginalized communities. These definitions clarify the context of police actions and the legal framework within which they operate. The impact of these incidents extends beyond those directly involved, deeply affecting community trust in institutions. When a teenager is allegedly slammed to the ground by an officer, it sends shockwaves through the community, particularly among parents and young people. Calls for accountability from the South Whitley Town Council reflect a profound sense of betrayal and a demand for leadership prioritizing community safety and justice. Ongoing legal battles and public scrutiny surrounding police conduct in Indiana highlight a critical need for dialogue and reform. Community responses, including groups like Justice for Vivian, demonstrate a collective desire for change and commitment to ensuring thorough investigations. In a related issue, St. Joseph County Sheriff Bill Redman has faced criticism for contradictory stances on drug-related facilities. He called for the closure of a drug rehabilitation center in Mishawaka, citing endangerment to residents and strain on law enforcement due to multiple overdose deaths. However, he advocated for keeping the Motels 4 Now homeless program in South Bend open, despite reports of multiple overdoses and other crimes. This inconsistency raises questions about the rationale behind his decisions and the criteria used to evaluate the safety of different facilities. The inclusion of Officer Brian Schimmel on the South Whitley Police Department Brady List is significant. Copyright, African Elements.